Billie Jean ran the art gallery down here at the aesthetically swollen South End, the only paid employee. The artists who showed their wares could pay extra commission or they could work 10 hours a week. Since they rarely sold their art, the extra commission was zip, so why should they work? The first year of the co-op, the South Fork Art Barn, was closed most days when no one was willing to sit in the vacant second-hand shop they'd leased. Finally, after mounting rental bills, the South End Arts Council voted to hire a staff person to do what they wouldn't. Billie Jean interviewed for the minimum wage, no benefits job and was hired the same day, primarily by dint of not being an artist herself, the main criterion the council set for qualifications. Not having been around artists, BJ, who thought the position would mostly be running the store, tracking sales and receipts, closing up at the end of the day, well, she never dreamed the job actually was ego masseuse. The first day, Sarah Jenkins came in early to demand her watercolors be moved front and center where they could cheerily greet the customers before they decided to leave empty-handed. Billie Jean nodded and smiled, but eventually pled ignorance of the rules by virtue of being the new hire. She would, she vowed, check with the council and the co-op board. Of course, it turned out the board had their art front and center, so a rule was made on the spot to keep the current display configuration. The first week, various grumpy artists brought forth their complaints, moved paintings or hung new ones, argued their cases with Billie Jean, and wished her luck, meaning, sell my work. By Friday, she felt like a vice had scrunched her ears into one auditory pancake of pain. She was, she told her newly unemployed plumber husband Brent, nothing but a glorified cat herder. Brent, still in shock over his sudden layoff, told her she'd get the hang of it. Just stick with it, honey. We need the money. A refrain she later could have embroidered in needlepoint and hung in front and center by her own front door and called it art or literature or just a motto for the rest of the South End. Billie Jean lasted 2 more months. The gallery lasted 3.